I'm Spencer Beckwith for KUNM. American music lost an important voice in 2014. Composer Stephen Paulus was internationally known for his choral music and operas. One of his last major works was an opera for families commissioned by the University of New Mexico, Shoes for the Santo Niño, based on the story by New Mexico author Peggy Pond Church. The opera is not only suitable for kids, it also includes an important part for children's chorus. Shoes for the Santo Niño was first presented by UNM in 2011 in conjunction with the Santa Fe Opera. This month, the Santa Fe Opera brings it back for holiday performances. Stephen Paulus joined me at KUNM right before the premiere of Shoes for the Santo Niño in 2011, and I asked him why this story in particular appealed to him.
It had the magic of a little miracle, and I think some of the best stories, especially some of these holiday or Christmas stories, have that element. You know, there's a little twist and an evolution, and there's a development of the characters. So that attracted me, and also I think writing for children. I've written several things for children's voices, and it's a bit of a challenge to not write down to them, to have an elevated story that has some meaning to it, which this one by Peggy Pond Church certainly has, and then to do it in a sophisticated way that brings interesting harmonies, melodic lines. I mean, there are too many people writing things that they think look cute for kids. Mm-hmm. And kids don't want cute, they want meaning, and I think that's where I try and weigh in.
So your music that you write with children in mind is not particularly different from the music that you write for an opera, The Postman Always Rings Twice, for instance, for an adult audience?
I think that's a good statement and a fair one. The only difference would be that when you're writing for children, you know, their voices are only developed to a certain point. So you're conscious of the ranges that they can sing. You're also conscious of their training and that their limitations, but you keep your own musical style while you're writing within those limitations.
Right. What about your idea of how young people in the audience are hearing it? Does that alter the kind of music that you write?
People don't have to have a PhD or a master's or even a BA in music to say that they like something. They can say, you know, I really like that percussion thing you do four times or three times or whatever, or I really like the melody in the oboe that comes back and the flute and whatever. They don't have to be able to analyze it. They just have to be able to like it or love it or relate to it. And in many respects, you know, opera is all about drama, and it's a great vehicle for getting kids involved in music, I think. And it's, you know, when kids today, and I include up through age 30, are so buttoned into the visual thing, you know, opera combines that. And in the past 15 years or so, we've seen sort of a rebirth of interest in opera, especially from young people. That means they're converts and potential aficionados of the art form. So that gives us all hope, I think.
Composer Stephen Paulus speaking with me here at KUNM in 2011 before the premiere of his opera, Shoes for the Santo Niño. Stephen Paulus sadly passed away in 2014. The Santa Fe Opera remounts his lovely work for families this holiday season. For details, visit santafeopera.org. For KUNM, I'm Spencer Beckwith.